AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A draft of President Trump's latest peace plan for Ukraine, obtained by AP, would see Kyiv cede territory to Russia and limit the size of its military, and it would prevent an expansion of NATO. Sakamagani has reaction.
Reports of the plan blindsided European diplomats like EU foreign policy chief Kaya Kallas.
For any plan to work, it needs Ukrainians and Europeans on board.
Here at the White House, hours later, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said both Russia and Ukraine have been part of the talks.
The president supports this plan. It's a good plan for both Russia and Ukraine.
Leavitt says President Trump sent the army's top civilian to meet with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, whose office in turn says he's expected to talk with the president in coming days. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. employers added a solid 119,000 jobs in September. Unemployment ticked up to 4.4%. Homeland Security says its immigration crackdown in Charlotte, North Carolina, is not ending anytime soon. Local law enforcement had said it appeared to be tapering off. Meanwhile, Jennifer King reports.
Federal Judge Gia Cobb is ordering the Trump administration to end its deployment of National Guard troops in the nation's capital, although her order is on hold for 3 weeks to allow for an appeal. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab filed the challenge, calling it a lawless incursion. Judge Cobb concluded that while the president does have the authority to protect federal functions and property, he can't unilaterally deploy the Guard to help with crime control or call in troops from other states. The district's attorney general is calling for the troops to be sent home, saying that normalizing their use for domestic law enforcement sets a dangerous precedent. The White House stands by the deployment. Spokeswoman Abigail Jackson says the lawsuit's an attempt to undermine the president's efforts to stop violent crime in D.C. Deployments in other cities have led to similar court challenges with mixed results. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. Smell like Christmas?
New York City's Grand Central subway station smells, but not like it usually does. Bath & Body Works is pumping a fragrance into the 42nd Street shuttle train platform. Commuters describe the smell as vanilla and fresh pine. Jerome Murray is enjoying it.
It smells better than the normal New York City tunnels that we normally smell here. So yeah, I appreciate it.
Mari Shallon says it smells like the holidays.
It really felt like Christmas. And I think it would be so nice for the holiday season.
Diffusers are attached to a steel girder over the subway platform and along the walls of a connecting tunnel. Bath & Body Works says it will have sprayed some 20 to 30 pounds of fragrance in the subway by the time the campaign ends at the end of November. I'm Donna Water.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.